Hi guys, how are you? It's another Monday. That means another episode of Holistic Healthy Chit Chat from me to you, from my studio to your beautiful home, office, or wherever you're listening to us. We thank you so much for choosing to hear from us continuously, and we pledge to always serve you the right content that is needed just for you where you are. Yeah, thank you so much. Would like to hear from you. If you're listening, if you're a new listener, you're welcome. This is the Trappetites. We are here to help you to build intentionality. We want you to be intentional about the health of your spirit, your soul, and your body. That is why we are called the Trappetite Show. And I love that it's in our community. We're just all about, you know, helping women and helping people generally to just be intentional. You know, intentionality doesn't just come, it doesn't just fall from the sky and drops on your lap. You have to make effort, you have to make that, you know, that push, that extra push, that zeal. You have to have that zeal to always keep pushing and doing what is best for you to achieve a higher level, higher version of yourself. So thank you again for choosing to stick with us. It's not very perfect because I'm a mom to four boys, and sometimes like times like this I have to wake up in the middle of the night so that where there's peace and quiet and serenity, and just give you this and dish these things out. It doesn't have to be perfect, it just has to get done. We just have to keep moving with the vision, keep moving with the drive and calling that we have been, you know, that has been placed on us, right? So most times it's not always convenient, but we just have to do what we have to do, right? Yeah, and that's why we are here. And I've really been talking about the series on how you can, you know, get back to living healthy or starting your fitness journey all over again. In this episode, we'll be really talking about how you can have a me time meditation exercise, a me time meditation routine, right? Some people don't like to hear exercise. When you hear exercise, you just get turned off. Well, really, you have absolutely nothing to worry about. So it's just like having a me time routine. It is very, very essential. No matter how busy you are, you need to have to learn how to take out time, you know, to have that me time experience, me time meditation season or episodes or daily blocks of time in your day. You can do it daily, you can make a habit of it. So this is me just trying to teach you how you can actually create that me time every day, even though you are very, very busy. This me time, I'm just going to get right into it. What does me time mean? What does meditation exercise mean? When people hear meditation, what exactly does it mean? You know, meditation is just the art of just, you know, being by yourself and really reflecting on past experience or what you really want to achieve. You know, it's just a state of putting your mind at rest, putting your mind in a place where you need to, you know, just recharge your spirit. So do not, when you hear meditation, don't just think about a yoga pose and where the person is just humming and being blank and all of that. There are different ways people meditate, but the proven way and the way that I love to always, you know, teach people is basically to just, you know, I'll be sharing that as we go along, but I just really just want to extensively define what meditation, what the exercise or the routine of meditation really means, and how it can help you to achieve a higher productivity for your day. All right. So meditation really, like I said, is just that art of being by yourself, and even if it's for like 1 to 5 minutes, it's really about the discipline of incorporating it in your daily schedule. So if you really want to just start, you can just begin by setting an alarm for just 1 minute, right? 1 minute, maybe in the block of 3 hours in your day, and basically just looking for a place where you can, you know, stay by yourself and just, you know, think upon what's been happening in your life. Because why people do not like to meditate, or why they don't see the importance of meditation, is because they don't know that it really helps to fix a lot of things in your life. Because if you live your life on cruise control, where you're just, you know, you're just doing what you have to do, routine and all of that, you will burn out. Okay, so that's why you need to take out time, even if it's just 1 to 5 minutes within the block of any three hours, like maybe probably from 12 to 3 to 6 or 9 p.m. to 12 midnight to 12 noon again, you know, like that. Just those block of 3 hours, just, you know, set alarm, set reminders, just like 1 minute or 5 minutes, whatever time you can start. Choose the one that you know you can begin and, you know, stay dedicated with. Okay, so really, like I've already decided delving into it, this will help you to achieve a higher level of productivity. People and people have been said to start it, right? When you see the likes of different people that you know, Oprah, the richest people, they practice the art of meditation. All right, you hear the likes of the owner of Twitter, you know, living a life that helps him to reflect on how his day has been, right? That's if you're doing it at the end of the day or at the beginning of your day, include it in your ritual, your morning ritual. What you do, morning ritual is basically just the series of activities that you do when you get up in the morning. So really, this is how you get to have a me time meditation experience, which is you just, you know, starting your day, all right, and don't just jump into your day and grabbing your phone and, you know, scrolling through internet. You have relinquished power to the internet, you know, to take control of your day. But when you begin to do this experience, when you begin to carry this on and, you know, start this me time meditation morning exercise, it takes discipline, but you need to kick it off. Okay, so what you need to do is just to get a space, or just plug in your ears. I shared some resources in our some of the people in our community or on our that have been on our programs or that are in our programs currently. You know, I shared some resources that can help you to, you know, begin to enjoy that time. You know, what you can listen to during that period that would trigger and help you to just, you know, stay and enjoy. So I can just share one with you. You can basically just check any piano worship, or like I used to tell my clients that you need to what you take into your spirit is very, very important. So you could just probably just listen to a very, very soft tune, you know, of music or worship, or very, very subtle and sweet and calm, you know, piece of music, instrumentals, and YouTube is filled with all of that. So just enjoy listening and, you know, enjoy that time. And probably, you know, there are so many things you can do to help you to enjoy your meditation experience, that me time. Like I said, I've shared just one. I'll be sharing more as we go along. This meditation experience is something that you need to carry around. Talk about it again in the next episode on how to enjoy your me time meditation experience. So I'd like to know how you were able to activate and, you know, apply this one that you have heard, and let me know how far it goes for you. I'd really, really, really love to hear from you. Please feel free to send us a message over a voice message here. If you're listening to us on other platforms apart from Apple or Spotify, or if you're listening to us from any other platform, please feel free to reach out to us at trapetite.podcast@gmail.com. trapetite.podcast@gmail.com. Or you can reach out to us on Instagram and send us a DM at trapetite.podcast. Okay, so we'll be looking forward to hearing from you. This is a meditation experience, and I hope you really, you know, take our time to just reflect on your day and set alarm, set that timer right now. You know, I'm all about action plan. Set it right now so that you take control and charge of your day. So next week I'll be telling you how you can actually, you know, and share more resources with you actually, and you know, just helping you to take the meditation exercise to the next level. Okay, how you can actually do that and make a habit of it. Okay, so I'd really, really love to hear from you. Please feel free and enjoy the virtual smoothies. I hope we're sharing it and passing it around. Yes, so enjoy the rest of your day and week also. Bye-bye.